And I think you were hoping for a better result in the second half, but to Northern Arizona's credit, they really kept the intensity up.
Yeah, that's a key word. You know, they were more intense than we were. They came out and grabbed the, you know, we let them grab the momentum in the first half, and you know, it was a close game at halftime still, and we're very much in the game, and but just Denver really responded well. You know, we I thought we, you know, we did some decent things in the first half, but we didn't get ourselves off the field on defense, and then we, you know, they hit a couple of big passes on you know, their best corner, arguably one of our best cover guys, and didn't play well, and didn't make plays. We pressured the quarterback pretty well early, but we ran out of gas on defense. Mm-hmm. Just didn't have it in the second half, and then we had some stupid penalties on defense. Just really bad, really undisciplined. Really didn't. You know, I feel for the, you know, for play caller. It's hard to when your team is not doing that. You know, second half. I mean, first half we couldn't move the football. We fumbled. We turned it over with an interception. You know, we get what I thought was going to be a good drive. We get back in the game, and we on a fourth down play we snap the ball before everybody's ready, and everybody got to snap but the center. And I don't know how that happens, and it's happened two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So we didn't have poise, and I know it's a young player, and I'm not trying to, because he wasn't the only one, and obviously, we just didn't play well, and but they played very well, and we didn't match their intensity at all. They were just better than we were all day. They just out hustled us, played fast. They just played faster than we did, and we couldn't match that intensity, particularly on offense in the first half.
Offensively, it seemed like, I don't know if not being able to really find a rhythm or its continuity, but oftentimes what we see when you've got a stout defense but your offense can't keep putting your defense in bad situations, because bad things will happen
eventually. You know, you're playing against some people that know how to throw the football now. I mean, these guys aren't, you know, and wait, now the second half was on the defense, but the first half that was on the offense, and you can't we're supposed to be playing complementary football. And we're supposed to be helping each other out. And you can't put your defense in that kind of bind. I don't know how many, 10 possessions, how many possessions had in the first half, or three and outs, and not giving us any chance to recover. And so when we did get a drive going, we stub our toe some way somehow. I mean, you name it, either penalty, you know, or turnover, you know, I don't know, wrong route, run the wrong route, you know, we miss a block, you know, just constantly making an error that cost us in a drive, and shutting down drives. And where you make those plays, and the defense is different, and later in the game they can help you a little bit more. If you don't play complementary football, you can't win. But in the second half, that wasn't the problem. The problem in the second half is we were undisciplined, and we didn't get off. That wasn't us, and we're gonna find guys who are us, and we're gonna go back to the drawing board. And I'm not saying going back to draw, but we don't have to. We just got to go back and reset our jaw and go back to work on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and get this ship righted.
Were you surprised by the lack of intensity that you saw from your team?
Second,
they showed a lot this year.
Second, yeah, in the first half, I thought we could move the ball on them, but I could feel that they were playing at an intensity level. They're just playing faster than we were. Their defense was really a lot faster than our offense was. So, you know, we're going to watch the tape on the way home, and we're going to be looking at it very, very closely, and see where we can, you know, obviously make improvements. You know, I thought defensively we played in pretty well for a while, but then, you know, we gave up a couple passes, and then the second half we were off the field a few times, and we hit the quarterback late, and then we get another targeting call. You know, I stood up in front of the whole football team last Sunday and showed them Brandon's targeting. And why it was targeting, and we absolutely knew that, especially the quarterback, that you can't target and hit, and the strike zone is below the shoulders, and we hit him late. Number one, that's really bad, and then we hit him in the head. Number two, and that's absolutely inexcusable. So.
And you got to be careful with that, because you begin to develop a reputation of that with the officials, don't you?
I guess, but I don't worry about that as much as I worry about it happening 2 weeks in a row. And you worry about, are you listening? Are you paying attention? Are you seeing this on tape? Are you watching your teammate have to go through a whole week of practice and only play half a game? is that what you want to do? And are you that selfish? We're off the field and you hit the quarterback late and get a personal foul and keep your teammates out there for I don't know how many more plays. And it just can't do that. It's just selfish, and it's the way it is.
Well, on the bright side, this was a non-conference game. Still doesn't impact your standings in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, but you return to that play next week, and it sounds like there's going to be some soul searching for some guys there.
There's some guys got to figure out what they are and who they are and who they want to be. And we'll find out who those guys are as we watch the tape when we go home. We'll take a long, long, hard look at it. So what's that?
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Coach.
We'll see you later on.
All right. Brock mosey on over here and talk to defensive lineman Dalton Keene, the senior out of Jacksonville. Early on, the defense looked fantastic, but, you getting put in bad situations, bad things are going to happen eventually against a great quarterback like Northern Arizona's.
Yeah, they had a great game plan coming into it. We kind of dug ourselves a hole, but at the same time, we can't even say it was us. They came out with a great game plan. They executed from first snap to the last snap. They gave us pretty much all we could handle and a little bit more. So all credit to them in this victory for them. It's time for us to go back and watch the film, see what we can do better.
As a senior, were you seeing things, little miscues with other guys out there on the field that were causing problems?
Communication was definitely, a little bit lax this game. There was a couple guys, we were trying to yell at each other. Probably the noise got to us a little bit. We didn't really communicate that well at times, and there was a little bit of lax. But like I said, there's a lot of things that we didn't do correctly, but all credit goes to them. They executed from start to finish, and that's something we have to do. We have to finish the full game.
Perhaps the good sign is maybe it sounds like these are correctable mistakes, though, for your team that you can learn and move forward from.
Yeah, for the most part, I think we can correct. We'll watch the film, obviously, and we'll see tomorrow. But, for the most part, they outplayed us. There's nothing more I can say to that. It was a great team. They started the season a little rough. They came out and they've won three straight. So it's a wake-up call for us. Anybody can win any game. That's why we play the game. And, they came out and they played start to finish. So hats off to them for that. Go back to the drawing board for us and fix our mistakes.
Case Cook is their outstanding sophomore quarterback, 26 of 45, 380 yards passing, three touchdowns. And it's not like he had a clean day. You guys were in on him a lot, but boy, to his credit, he's a tough kid.
Oh yeah, he's very tough. We got some good hits on him early on. Got a couple sacks here and there. He never quit. He kept getting up. As a defense, we try to break as many quarterbacks and as many running backks and receivers as possible. He refused to fold today, and I think that was a very important key to their to their success. They see that their main guy is getting hit and he's getting up. All credit to him, all credit to his team and their preparation, everything like that. Like I said, they came out and played a hell of a game. But I feel we can correct our mistakes and respond when we go to play Southern.
All right, well, we'll let you go, and good luck next week against the Salukis.
Thank you very much.